Hey, Emma from Tokyo Institute of Technology. So I would like to talk about the match view image compression based on new basis representation. So this is an outline of my talk. So first of all, I think about the match view image. So match view image is a multiple image by using the capture from the multiple cameras. By using this data, so we realize the free viewpoint video or super resolution of image or 3D video, etc. So, but the multiple image captured from the because the multiple camera captured the same scene, so multiple image have a large amount of data. So, efficient compression, of course, efficient compression is required. So, we realize efficient compression by using the new basis representation. So first, we define the 3D match view space data. So please look at the left side of the video. So this is a match view camera captures the same object. So in this situation, so match view image makes this 3D match view space data. So this data has a vertical and horizontal axis of image plus view axis. So the feature of the view axis is key point of our work. So for example, multiple image captured from line camera array makes a linear trajectory in the multiple space data like this. So let's look at the actual image like this. So multiple image captured from line camera array. First, we obtain the epipolar plane image. So epipolar image, EPI is obtained by extracting same line of each image, like this plane. So this red line. So this is a EPI. So EPI also shows a diagonal line. So very simple trajectory. So next, we explain the directional sampling. So directional sampling is kind of the directional sampling adds the directional information to the conventional sampling, like this red line. You can change the direction. You can change the sampling direction. So to realize this method, so first we define the mathematical equation. So directional sampling is implemented to only view axis of the 3D multiple space data. So conventional sampling, for example, raster scan is defined as this equation. So where f x y z is the pixel value at the coordinate x y z. So on the other hand, directional sampling is defined as this mathematical equation, where r is the directional parameter. So by changing the direction parameter, we obtain the kind of skew images like this. So let's compare the conventional sampling and the parameter when the parameter go 1. So you can see the blue line on the image. So this is in the case of the direction sampling, there is a little change of the pixel value, so, this. So it means we obtain the high energy compaction, so via some kind of the transform coding. Finally, we define the new basis representation by using direction sampling. So conventional basis representation defined as this one. And the proposed basis representation defined as this. So where B beta is a kind basis such as cosine transform, Weber transform, and alpha is the coefficient of transformation. So next, I explain the transform coding using direction sampling. So I'll explain the transform coding such as discrete cosine transform, so especially 8-point DCT and principal component analysis and the discrete Weber transform DWT. So by using this transform coding, we obtain the coefficient compressed. So, and the compressed data is obtained by quantization and the coding method of JPEG or JPEG 2000. And the reconstructed match image is compared to original match image. So this is an overview of our algorithm. So first, we implement the direction sampling to the original match image after the some transform coding, like DCT, PCA, DWT is implemented. After that, quantization, finally, we obtain the compressed data. In the receiver side, inverse technique is implemented. Finally, we obtain the reconstructed match image. To compare the original match image and the reconstructed match image, we obtain the subject or objective evaluation. So direction sampling is implemented to view axis of the 3D match space data. And the 3D match view space data is divided into 8x8x8 blocks in the direction in the case of the DCT. So 8x8x8 blocks like JPEG standard. After that, implement a DCT to each 8x8x8 block. After obtain the 8x8x8 frequency component. After we implement the quantization. So we use a sigmoid function to simulate the quantization table of JPEG. And the quantization parameter of the view axis can be determined independently of horizontal and vertical axis. So this is the result. This is the objective evaluation. So you can see the solid line. Solid line is a conventional method. And in the case of the parameter R equal 1, shows a very good result. So this is a subjective evaluation. So this is a comparison between the conventional 3D DCT and the directional 3D DCT. So you can see the conventional method shows object. Object is blur. But proposed method overcome this. And to obtain the coding performance, coding method is implemented to 8x8x8 blocks. First, each block is divided into AC and DC components like the JPEG standard. And the differential coding to DC components and the 3D zigzag scan and the learn length format coding to AC component. So 3D zigzag scan is also proposed. So like this, this is a 3D zigzag scan, the bust of the 3D zigzag scan. So this is the result of the coding performance. Solid line is the conventional method. So also in the case of the parameter R equal 1 shows a good result. And we compared with PCA and motion compensation. So to find the upper bound of the multiview basis representation, we use the PCA for multiview image. So algorithm is almost same as 3D DCT, so only change the basis and the quantization parameter. In addition, we obtain the rate PSNR for motion compensation, but it's not actual the MPEG standard. So just a very simple motion compensation, two view direction. So this is the result. compared to the motion compensation, so almost 3D PCA and DCT outperform the coding performance. And the solid line shows the upper bound of the multiview basis representation. So, but direction 3D, in the case of the direction 3D DCT parameter R equal 1, shows a very good result, so very close to the upper bound of the basis representation. So this is an additional experiment. So we implement the interpolation. So this is the result. So the odd numbered images are generated by using the even numbered image. By using the, we define the basis as a continuously function. So we can implement the virtual view easily. So this is the result. So this is the output images. So you can see the also conventional method is objective blur. But the proposed method overcome this drawback. Next is direction 3D-DWT. So also directional sampling is implemented to view axis of 3D multiverse space data. In the case of the 3D-DWT, multiverse is divided into S by S by N blocks. So S is a arbitrary number, so it's called the tile size, and the N is the total number of images. In the case of this data, number of images is 64 images. After that, we implement DWT to each S by S by N block, and obtain the S by N subband block. After that, we implement quantization. So quantization parameters of view axis can be determined independently of horizontal and view, horizontal and vertical axis. So this is objective evaluation. So so solid line shows conventional methods. So in the, also in the case of the parameter R1 shows a good result. Moreover, so under the high compression rate of the view axis, so parameter R equal 1 keeps good PSNR. So this is a subjective evaluation. So, but you can't recognize the difference of the conventional proposed method, because conventional method is proposed method also outperforms the conventional method, but conventional method also shows a very good result. So you can't, I think you can't detect some noise. So this is to obtain the coding performance, we implement the EBIT code. So this is a coding method of JPEG 2000. But this is so this is optimized to 2D subband plane. So we have to reconstruct the 3D subband blocks to 2D subband plane to implement EB code. So this is the result. So you can see the solid line. Solid line shows conventional method. And the parameter R equal 1 shows good result. So conclusion. So we propose a new basis representation for multiview image. Such as directional 3D DCT or PCA and the directional 3D DWT. So directional 3D DCT and DWT shows good result in subjective and objective evaluation. Moreover, so directional 3D DCT shows good result in the interpolation, and this is additional experiment. So in the so this is the future of this. First, we have to find the parameter R automatically. So in this experiment, we set the parameter R manually. So this is a very good, very important work. So I think it's by using half transform, I can detect the optimum parameter R. Or extending the multiple direction parameters. So in the case of circular arrangement, camera array is circular arrangement, so EPI shows this one. So very complex image. So we have to extend the multiple direction parameters like this. And the, even the linear array cameras, two objects have the different distance. In the case of the two objects have different distance, so we have to extend the two parameters like this. So this is also a very important part. Also, this research was supported by NICT. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much. Do you have questions at all? Obviously, your grammar R is very important. How many data sets did you test?
So,
please picture work next year.
Next year?
Yes. Next year, I welcome your comments. Okay. Any questions? Yes. Please say the name of the creation.
What type of camera, what type of capture geometry do you use? Parallel capture geometry, but all the optical sensor of the camera